Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have an amazing story about chinuch, about education. There was once a bacher. He was a Breslov chassid, Breslover chassid, a group of chassidim that, unfortunately, many of them were killed in the war by the Nazis. May their names be erased. But this was one bacher who miraculously escaped with the help of his Rebbe. And when he came to America, he eventually got married. Unfortunately, he did not have any children. He and his wife did not have any children, their whole marriage. And when he became older and he realized that it looked like they wouldn't have any children, he contacted a cousin who had a child. And this child was being sent to public school. They were not that frum. They were not that observant, the parents, apparently. And they did not feel that it was important to send their child to a Jewish school. Or maybe they didn't have the ability. So he gave them all the money necessary for sending their child to a Jewish school. And every year he gave them whatever they needed. Later, he went to yeshiva. And he became a Rav. He became very successful in his learning Torah, and he became a Rav. And so this was, so to speak, the adopted child of this person who didn't have any children of their own, at least in terms of his chinuch, his Jewish education. He supported him all the way through until he had become a Rav. And he really gave him his Jewish life, gave him his Torah life. Now, since the chassid who had been saved in the war had no children, as he became older, he realized that no one was going to say Kaddish for him. He had nobody to say Kaddish for him. So he asked this cousin or second cousin if he would do him a favor. The story does not say that he asked this cousin to say Kaddish for him, but he did ask him to do one thing. He said, I just want to ask you to do one thing for me, and that is that on the day of my yahrzeit, go to Chassidish Shul and make what's called a tikkun, meaning put out some mezaina, some cake or cookies, put out some mashke, something to say l'chaim on. Gather the minyan around and ask everyone to say l'chaim for my neshama, that my neshama should have an aliyah. That's the story. Now, I don't know if the Rav did say Kaddish for him or not. I don't know. The story doesn't tell us that. The story just tells us that the chassid asked him only one thing, to make this tikkun for him, to make this little get-together, friendly get-together with the people in the shul, where they would say l'chaim for his neshama. And therefore we see what great importance this idea has. The idea of get-together, just to say l'chaim, and to wish, a good wish for the neshama. I don't know, maybe he actually arranged for Kaddish, maybe paid somebody, pay the organization to say Kaddish, I don't know. But the point is that from this person who he saw to it for years and years and years, that he took care of his Jewish education, imagine many thousands of dollars that he put into it, he only asked one favor back. And we see from this the tremendous power of a good word, basically a good wish, a good word, saying l'chaim for the benefit of the neshama. And so this should teach us the greatness of Avos Yisrael, loving our fellow Jew, and that includes loving the Shamas who have already left this world, to do a favor for them, to do a favor. In fact, the Baal Shem Tov said that a soul comes down to this world for 70 or 80 years, even to do one favor for one Jew. So therefore, let us all try to increase in Avos Yisrael. Avos Yisrael was the secret of Purim, that all the Jews gathered together to daven. Esther gathered together all the Jewish people to get to daven, and that's what brought about the great victory that led to the great factor, at least in the great victory. May this also, this Avos Yisrael, be a great factor in bringing the Geula to us, bringing a complete victory over enemies in the present war against the Hamans of our time. And I would encourage everyone to increase in their learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, especially learning about Mashiach and Geula, but in all parts of the Torah, all topics in the Torah, goodness and kindness, giving tzedakah, and may Mashiach come immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.